This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Smoke up gas in the blimp, free up the guys, then dip out the ends. Jump in the ride, then burn out the rims. Don't stop, don't clutch the blood that in. Never in the block for the up for events. Skin get close to the button on them with a pick from 10. Back in the back, that's on tap, ready to go and jump out.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is, what is it? Today, I'm not even sure what day it is. What is it? Today is Thursday, January the 30th of 2025, day 30. Yes, day 30 of the year, and only 335 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio. USA.
Yep, that's where we're at. We're hanging out all over the place as we are doing our thingo. No doubt about that. So how's it been? How's the last 24 been for you? A lot of stuff going on inside of the world. Yes, definitely we're going to be talking about some things that have occurred in the overnight and late last night. There was some things going on. If you were not paying attention, coming out of Washington, D.C., reported by the FAA, but we'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's talk a little bit about what our show consists of. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of always the way that it is. We talk about the world of safety and we talk about the world of news. We kind of bring in some people from the outside that are professional broadcasters for them to talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So don't have to worry about any of that stuff there. So as we are going through the whole thing, we'll give you everything that we got because that's just the easiest way to do it. If you want to interact with the show, all you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. I'll get everything moving and grooving for you. No problemos there in regards of what we're talking about. So there you go, callinradio.com. That will get everything going. So let's do this as we are talking, and let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends of everything that was going on, notable and noteworthy, most ominous news of American students and another major food recall. Tupac allegedly murderer gets another charge, and Harvey Weinstein doesn't think that he can hang on much longer. This is according to the news and show business. What else? Anthony Mackie addresses his controversial Captain America comment. We'll talk about that as we get into the casting calls. And let's see, what else? The line of succession gets a minor shakeup in the Royals. So a lot of stuff going on right there. So if you're good, I'm good. I have some people waiting here from Feature Story News that want to talk to you about everything that's going on inside of the world. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rosie Lamar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A number of bodies have been recovered after a jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew collided with a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. The flight from Wichita was coming in to land at Ronald Reagan National Airport and crashed into the Potomac River after the collision. President Trump's being briefed and says the disaster should have been prevented. Fire Chief John Donnelly says rescuers have been battling through freezing conditions.
At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. We have boats from all throughout the region, police and fire boats.
It's the latest day of hostage releases in Gaza as the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continues. Indian officials have confirmed 30 people died in a stampede at the Mahakumbh festival. Local media reports put the number of casualties at 40, with critics claiming officials have been suppressing the extent of the tragedy. The Mahakumbh Mela, being held in the North Indian city of Prayagraj, is observed once every 12 years and is expected to see 400 million people attend before festivities wrap up next month, Neha Punia reports.
Police are blaming the stampede on a group of pilgrims they say breached security barricades and ran over tens of thousands of devotees who had been waiting to enter the waters of the River Ganges. Vaibhav Krishna is a senior police officer overseeing security at the Mahakumbh.
The barricades broke, and that's when pilgrims who were lying down close to the security barriers and others who were waiting on the other side were trampled in the crush.
But eyewitnesses and those who've lost family members in the tragedy are blaming poor crowd control for the crush. The government has ordered a probe, even as officials have ruled out any security lapse. Meanwhile, the news of the stampede is not dissuading pilgrims, with tens of thousands still streaming into the venue. And many more are queuing up for a holy bath, something Hindus believe will cleanse their sins and grant them salvation.
The French region of Brittany is suffering the worst flooding for 40 years. Some villages are almost entirely cut off and more than 1,000 people have been moved to safety. From Paris, Ross Cullen.
Heavy rain from three successive winter storms has caused rivers to burst their banks and has also brought sea surges with very high tides in the coastal region in the northwest of the country. Roads have been closed and railway lines inundated, and three areas remain under a red weather warning. Two people have died and more than 1,000 ordered to leave their homes in what is the worst flooding in Brittany since historic inundations in 1981. Ross Cullen, Paris.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, with Israeli military restrictions still preventing journalists from reaching Gaza, we hear from one reporter who managed to secure an eyewitness encounter of the journey that 500,000 people from the north of the Palestinian territory have now been allowed to make back to the site of their old homes. Belle True is the chief international correspondent for the UK newspaper The Independent.
I was talking to a friend and colleague of mine just last night, and he's called Nadal. He said the journey took him 11 hours. He said that along the way he saw an old man die because the journey was so hard. The roads have been bulldozed and bombed and chewed up. And he said that children had got separated from their parents because there were so many people marching north. This is the first time they could go home. He said when he went home, his home was basically destroyed and all the furniture had been removed. And he, you know, doesn't really know what to do. It took him 2 kilometres just to walk to find somewhere to charge his mobile, let alone trying to get access to water and electricity up there. But certainly for Palestinians who've been living in tents, who've been going from running for their lives from pillar to post This was an extraordinary moment for them.
Of course, we still do not know what the long-term future for Gaza looks like. President Trump said over the weekend that he wants to clean it out by encouraging Jordan and Egypt to open their doors to the Palestinians. But that is not a proposal that appears to have secured very much backing. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, a number of bodies have been recovered after a jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew collided with a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. It's the latest day of hostage releases in Gaza as the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continues. Indian officials have confirmed 30 people have died in a stampede at the Mahakumbh festival, and the French region of Brittany is suffering the worst flooding for 40 years. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA.
You have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service. Anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know
Our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah, infiltration radio big is kind of the way that we do the mix of our world together in regards of everything that is going on inside of the multiverse. Not necessarily the multiplex, but the multiverse. So let's start getting into it because I think we need to start talking about everything that's going on. So let's do that right now. A member of the European Parliament has nominated Elon Musk for the Nobel Peace Prize. Branko Grims of Slovenia announced the nomination. Where else? On X on Wednesday. Grimm's credits, Musk support the fundamental human right of freedom of speech and thus for peace for the nomination. Worth noting that while there's no fee associated with submitting a nomination, the selection committee limits the consideration of high-level elected officials and academic types. In recent years, there has been about 300 nominees submitted each year. A five-person committee selected by the Norwegian parliament makes the final decision. Also in Elon world, after a data analyst pointed out that the federal government has allocated $54 million to bring broadband internet to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, Musk suggested that Starlink could get the job done for about 10 times less. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking and doing our thingo. No doubt about that. So there you go. So with that being said, let's continue talking about some other stuff because that's what we do around here. A doctor at the Mayo Clinic in Wisconsin says that he's developed a definitive cure for the hiccups. First inhale, but keep your throat open as if you were to start speaking, but continue inhaling. Flex your diaphragm as if you were about to start talking for about 30 seconds and then slowly exhale. We tried to do it on a lot of people and it worked for all of them. Dr. Stephen Stacy says the key, he says, is leaving your throat open while holding your breath, as CBS News reports. Stacy adds that since the hiccups aren't typically dangerous, there's relatively minimal research on how they start. This is according to CBS News. Now, think about this for a moment. How much time did we just spend talking about this? And how much time was invested into this study? Because that's going to be a whole other thing. How weird do we get with some stuff? Seriously.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Vogue writer Hannah Jackson critiqued Melania Trump's White House portrait in a recent op-ed, saying that the black Dolce & Gabbana tuxedo jacket made her look as like a freelance magician cosplaying for The Apprentice. So you suggested that perhaps the clothing choice was Trump's effort to abandon theatrics as she lives in the gold-encrusted penthouse and her fame is so interviewed in reality television empire, so intertwined with her reality television empire. At the end of the piece, Jackson did compliment the First Lady, sort of, calling her a new portrait a step up from the 2017 picture in which she was airbrushed into oblivion. Bad blood, the piece comes after Trump stated that she has no interest in appearing on Vogue cover and explaining that there are more important things to be covered on the cover of Vogue. So I don't know. I mean, why are we spending time talking about this? Is it really that important? Just asking the question, really. I mean, it's just kind of a weird thing. But seriously, it really is. Okay, take a listen to this. Martha Stewart really loves her MAC Cosmetics, and that's MAC, just in case. In the first thirst trap, the 83-year-old sucks on juicy and delicious strawberry before trying some honey from the wooden dipper. While groaning, she says, and makes a mess. After taste testing, Stewart applied some MAC lip liner and lipstick, telling the camera, "I only wear MAC." Why are we talking about such weird shit today? Fans love that ad. One commenter read, "Thirst trap, Martha is my favorite," while another, "No one likes Martha." So I don't know. So we're getting kind of weird in some stuff going on in what that we're talking about today. That's for sure. Okay, so let's talk real quick. The Jonas Brothers are going back to their roots, starring in a new holiday movie on Disney. Kevin, Joe, and Nick will star in Jonas Brothers' Christmas movie, which follows the brothers as they make a trip from London to New York to be home for the holidays. It is slated to premiere later this year. Well, I hope so if it's a Christmas movie, because it's kind of weird if we didn't slate it for later on. That's for sure. Anyways, let's follow up. Dutch police announced on Wednesday that they arrested three people in connection with the weekend robbery of the Romanian artifact displayed at the temporary exhibit near Copenhagen. In a statement, the North Holland police said that the suspects are being questioned and more arrests could be coming. A Romanian news outlet reports that the three suspects are Dutch citizens. Worth remember, security footage showed four people involved in the heist. Federal standardization test scores show yet another drop in basic reading among American students. Go figure, huh? Last year, only 67% of eighth graders registered at the basic reading levels. Fourth graders, it was only 60%. Math scores for the fourth graders improved by 1% between 2022 and 2024. But eighth graders continued to slide down to at a point that the same period of time. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So a lot of stuff going on right there. Also, what else do we got? Check your chocolate. Following the broccoli recall, the FDA has issued another highest risk level recall. This time it was for a chocolate product called Kaiyi Farm, including dark chocolate almonds, dark chocolate apricots, and dark chocolate walnuts. The product has been given a class one classification for containing underdeclared milk. Underdeclared milk in products can lead to serious health issues for people with milk allergies, including hives, cramps, dizziness, swollen vocal cords, and unconsciousness, and can cause death, according to the recall. This is based on what the New York Post is saying. So there you go, as we are talking. Okay, what else do we have around here? Some stuff to talk about, because there is a lot of thingos for sure going on as we are talking here this morning. Ken Flores has died. The comedian was the middle of a national tour. The cause of death was not shared in the announcement. He was 28 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Some stuff going on there for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the swamp real quick, because we need to do that. After a judge paused the order of Trump's administration to freeze all spending connected to DEI and the Green New Deal initiatives, the Office of Management and Budget issued a new memo rescinding the initial order. Reporter Margot Cleveland points out on X that rescinding the initial order makes the judge ruling moot and scraps the court case entirely. The judge orders also suspended all communication between OMB and the agency's head. In a statement, White House Press Secretary said that The funding reviews remain in full force and in effect and will be rigorously implemented by all agencies and department. In a later public comments, President Trump reiterated that the cuts could continue, adding, "We are merely looking at parts of the big bureaucracy where there has been tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse." And yet in a separate complaint, it was brought by the Democrat state general. A judge is considering restraining order against the funding freeze. So the battle continues. It should also come to as no surprise then that a quinpaic poll shows that Americans have hugely disappointed views on the Democratic Party, with 31% favorable and 57% unfavorable. For the net negative 26 points rating, by comparison, Republicans are only 2 points underwater, 43-45. So there you go. Take a listen to this one, because this was interesting as I heard this one yesterday about, Meta will pay President Trump $25 million to settle the suit with the commander-in-chief brought after Facebook shut down his account in January of 2021. About $3 million will go to lawyers' fees, and the rest will go to Trump's presidential library fund. Yeah, which already has $15 million from a settlement from ABC's News paid back for George Stephanopoulos falsely said that Pump was a convicted rapist. So there you go, $40 million in a library fund. Where the hell is that library going to go? I would like to know. I want to know where. I would hope that it's going to be somewhere in Florida, right? I mean, the dude hangs out in Florida all the time, so that's why I'm saying that. So I'm just wondering. Okay, so let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow fell 136 points to close at 44,713 on Wednesday. The S&P slipped by 28 points to close at 6,039, and the NASDAQ lost 103 points to close at 19,630. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.12 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin gained, gained on the day over about 2%, trading just around $104,000. Yeah, that sounds like a cheap one, right? $104,000 when you got that action going on. You have to start thinking, whoa, was I investing properly when it was all said and done? Who knows, right? Okay, so with that being said, what else do we got? Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $59 million jackpot. Or a $26.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, so let's talk about this because some people are going to want to know about this. Dwayne Kef D. Davis. Dwayne Kef D. Davis, the man accused of killing Tupac, now has a battery charge added to the list of offenses after fighting with a fellow inmate. According to prison records, Davis was approached by the inmate while being escorted back to his cell. With fists raised, he could tell that the guy was looking for a fight, so Davis tackled him, put him in a headlock, and started punching him. After ignoring the guard's orders to stop, both men were pepper sprayed and eventually separated. Davis is due in court on February the 11th for the charge. Meanwhile, Davis's trial for first-degree murder is set for March the 17th. He has already entered a not guilty plea in regards of what is going on there. So some interesting stuff as we are talking and doing all the fun stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So there you go. What an interesting time. What do you think there? Okay, what else do we have? Harvey Weinstein is asking for a date, asking that his date for the upcoming retrial to be moved up over fears that he won't be able to be alive long enough to see his day in court. He said, "I don't know how much longer I can hold on," he told the judge on Wednesday. "I'm asking you. Matter of fact, I'm begging you. Every week counts. I'm holding on because I want justice for myself. I want this to be over. Currently, the trial is slated to begin on April the 15th, but Judge Farber says that he will consider an April the 7th start date if all lawyers agree. Recap, Weinstein's 2020 felony sex crimes conviction was overturned by the New York Court of Appeals last April. The retrial was ordered. In the meantime, Weinstein remains behind bars at Rikers on a separate conviction. He has several health issues and underwent emergency heart surgery last year. So some stuff going on for sure as we are talking. So what do you think here as we are talking about this? I mean, it's going to be interesting. Let's not lie, because you know how this goes. We start talking about this stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like, when is the time going to tick? I mean, yesterday, and I'm keep in mind that these are two separate things, we're talking about Justin Baldini and Blake Lively thing. And all of a sudden, boom, we're talking March of next year. I mean, these court cases keep on getting pushed further and further down. So there you go. Let's talk about this one real quick, because she used to be one of my favorites a long, long time ago. But I guess it's something to talk about. Former tennis star Anna Kournikova was spotted for the first time in 2 years. The 43-year-old was being pushed in a wheelchair by her partner, singer Enriquez Iglesias, and the two and their three kids at Bay Harbor Shops in Miami. She also appeared to be wearing an orthopedic boot. Kournikova and Iglesias have had a long relationship and family out of the public eye for a long time. So interesting to see that she was out and about as we are talking. What else do we have going on? Let's talk about this. Coldplay now holds the record for the largest ever stadium show in the 21st century. The two-night stint that they had in India. It was the first night of the band performed in front of 111,581 fans, followed by 111,989 fans on night two. That beats the record set by George Strait, who played at 110,905 fans last June at Texas A&M. Strait still holds on to the record for the largest stadium concert in the U.S., however. Also, the shows were Coldplay's first playing in India. This is according to Billboard magazine. Let's do one more before we get into this real quick. Yes, Taylor Swift makes the point to listen to her boyfriend Travis Kelce's New Height podcast. Travis shared that it's not surprising the revelation that his brother and co-host Jason Kelce during Wednesday's episode, saying that Swift is a big supporter. Is that like a big athletic supporter, or is just a big supporter altogether? I'm just trying to figure it out. So there you go. She listens every week. She's very complimentary of the show, and she gave us some creative compliments, he said as well. So I don't know. Is that important? I have to tell you today, don't know what's going on with the people around here. What kind of news stories are we sharing with you today? I know. What are we thinking? I know it's Thursday, but geez, man, it's not Friday yet. Let's calm it down a little bit. I mean, I think we're kind of all over the place. So we got some more new stuff coming your way, so don't worry about that. Let's get into our main story, because I think that that's going to probably be the most important aspect that we're going to talk about after these last shitty stories that we've been talking about, no doubt there.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because it is interesting, and let's not get ahead of what is going on. We talked about at the very beginning of the hour about the crash that occurred yesterday evening that was going on in Washington, D.C. I'm going to have to look down here because I'm trying to get some additional information for you. So don't worry. It's not that I'm not paying attention to what's going on. I'm just trying to look at everything as we're going at this in real time. So as we are looking through and realizing everything that is going on, it looks like there was a helicopter that crashed with a regional airplane. That is what is going on inside of there. So If you look online, there's an air traffic control audio that describes the moment after American Airlines flight collides with a midair with a helicopter. So there is some information of the stuff that is going on out there. There's also some alleged video of when the incident occurred. So let me ask this weird question, because I think that we need to talk about this. So number one, yes, over the last couple of weeks, been an interesting time in Washington, D.C., so a lot of stuff going on. Let's not lie about that, because that's going to be an important aspect as we are talking. But the next aspect that we need to consider is, how do you handle this at your workplace? So keep in mind that a lot of stuff that happens, you have to kind of look at the bigger scope. So, major catastrophic incident that has just occurred here. They're saying that 300 plus, as you heard in the earlier news story, are out there trying to assist in removing bodies. So you have to look at it from the standpoint of, what do you do today inside of your organization? Some people inside of your organization are going to be impacted by the outcome of this thing. Now, keep in mind that we're having a lot of information currently related to the American Airlines flight and the personnel and the passengers that were on there. Limited information as we speak right now, as of, let's see, 7:43 in the morning on January the 30th of 2025. Did I say 7:43? No, it's not 7:43. It's 7:35. I can't even say what time it is, of what's going on. So that's going to be the thing. We have limited information as we speak. Things are going to be subject to change, but so they're saying that it was a helicopter that it crashed with. So, of course, there's going to be all kinds of questions about how could this have been avoided, human error, and all this other stuff, but we'll get to that later. What's important now is to look at what has occurred. Look at how can we assist the people that are inside of our organizations that could have been impacted by this. And then we have to look at the whole grander picture of the military personnel and what is going on. So keep in mind of this as you're having these conversations today, because this is going to be a topic of conversation. It happened late last night that a lot of news stations were not picking this up almost immediately, but it's going to be an interesting time as we are talking about it. So if you have the opportunity today, grab some resources, talk to some people, make sure that they're okay if they were impacted by this. Now, I have to double check this, because it sounded like this flight was going to Kansas, but don't hold me 100% to that. I have to double check that information. I had received that this morning, but I'm not 100% sure as we're going through this. So a lot of stuff going on right there. So keep in mind about that as we're going throughout the day today, opposed to it just being a standard day. People are impacted. A lot of lives lost last night in regards to what was going on.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Okay, here we are on the Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour on this lovely Thursday as we are talking. This song right here is MHC with The King. Yeah, songs readily available on Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Hold on.
And Spotify.
So, readily available for you right now as we are hanging out, doing our thing. We would like to thank MHC for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that, as we are hanging out and doing our lovely stuff. No doubt there. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. Once you get there, everything will be good to go. No doubt about that, as we are talking, okay? So, look at it from the standpoint like this. Once you get there, realize that there's information that you may need. If you look at it and go, it's not for me, there might be information for other people in you to be able to assist them as well. So keep these things in mind as we are talking, okay? So that's the best way to take a look around as we are looking at the whole thing. So there you go. Thank you so much for that, because it's important as we are looking at this information opposed to just going, okay, it's just mental health, because it's important. It's a lot of time that we're not actually willing to talk about this. So it needs to be brought into the forefront. No doubt about that. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. That's it. That's the information. Super important to talk about. Super important to discuss. No doubt about that as we are talking. Okay, let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. According to a new study, middle children rule. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. Sure, but a pair of Canadian university researchers found that the so-called longest-suffering siblings generally grow up to be better than their brothers and sisters. In what way? Michael Ashton from Brock University and Kimbra Lee of the University of Calgary concluded that middle children wind up more honest, humble, and agreeable than their siblings. They said that this means that the middle kids tend to be better equipped to forgive the wrongs that they suffered, and a little bit more lenient in judging others, and are willing to compromise and cooperate with others, and can easily control their temper. They also are likely to avoid manipulating others for personal gain and be uninterested in lavish wealth and luxuries, and feel no special entitlement to elevated social status. The youngest child in the family came in second in evaluation, while the eldest fared worse. Only children also fared worse. Famous middle children include Martin Luther King Jr., Madonna, Warren Buffett, and Abraham Lincoln. So, and probably some non-Americans. Let's talk about this. So middle children are better than other kids, except for the fact that they're probably sitting there quietly judging us. I'm just saying. Just saying. Okay, so let's talk about this one real quick. So tattoos, what exactly does society think about body art? It's the subject that has been debated since before your great-granddad got an anchor inked on his forearm while serving in the Navy. But in a new study, it gives the idea of what different groups think of tattooed people today. German researchers recruited 487 participants about the attractiveness of models with varying degrees of tattoos, coverage from one extreme to full-body designs. And they intentionally avoided those with religious or political messagings in their body art. Their conclusion are the three main categories. Those who have tattoos themselves rated tattoos individuals more favorable than those without body art, and those without tattoos preferred the appearance of those who were also tattoo-free. Big surprise there, right? The only significant difference between the age groups was in the cases of extreme tattoo coverage. Those under 50 rated heavily tattooed individuals as more beautiful than older participants. This generalization gap could affect changing social norms to greater exposure to tattoos among younger people. People bearing tattoos that were drawn by artists with at least 7 years of experience were rated significantly higher than those in ink that was done by a non-artist. Another big surprise there. So basically it's this. If you're a tattoo guy has only been doing it for a few years, it's going to look like it was done in prison under bad lighting. And to sum it up, if you're under 50 with tattoos, cool. Over 50 tattoos, did you fall asleep at a frat party? So there you go. That's some stuff to talk about. Anyways, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Chris. Sean Parker said, "Running a startup is like eating glass. You just start to like the taste of your own blood." Yikes, that's pretty vivid. Now, I'm not sure that I agree completely, but I will admit that I've had more than one project that I've kept working on for way longer than I should have. So maybe that's the same kind of thing. I'm optimistic and I'm stubborn. So there are times that I'll dive into something with the thoughts and the hopes that it's something people will want. Then my stubborn side pops up and keeps this stinker going way longer than it should. Sometimes it eventually works, but usually not. So, yeah, now I'm kind of sad.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Sometimes guilty feelings persist, even when we know they are not from God. Even when we have done everything in our power to cast them out. In times like that, we must choose to believe the truth of God's word rather than our feelings, no matter how persistent they may be. Because God's word says I am forgiven, I now walk in that truth. I do the things a forgiven person would do. I worship, I serve, I witness, and I minister. By walking in the truth of God's word, I bring my feelings into agreement with the word. Be encouraged. John tells us, even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and God knows everything. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosen and R Safety Show.
The Chinese government has dismissed claims by the CIA that COVID-19 likely originated from a lab leak, calling the assertion extremely unlikely. Benjamin Wright has the latest.
Officials pointed to findings from a joint China WHO expert team, which concluded that a lab leak was highly improbable. The statement comes amid renewed global scrutiny over the origins of the pandemic, with Beijing urging a focus on scientific research rather than political speculation.
The launch of DeepSeek R1, a new AI model by Chinese startup DeepSeek, has sparked a social media frenzy.
The AI's rapid rise has disrupted the tech industry, with users sharing memes and commentary about its potential impact. The company has also temporarily limited registrations due to a surge in malicious cyber attacks targeting its services. Meanwhile, the U.S. stock market experienced significant losses following the rise of DeepSeek, a low-cost Chinese AI bot. Liam White reporting.
In the Middle East, Israel has announced that 8 hostages due to be released in the first phase of a ceasefire agreement with Hamas are confirmed dead. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The announcement follows intelligence reports that matched information provided by Hamas. The ceasefire, which allowed displaced Palestinians to return to northern Gaza, remains fragile as both sides navigate the complexities of the agreement. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has rejected any extension of the timeline for Israeli troop withdrawals from southern Lebanon.
This is the latest news headlines.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is facing escalating violence as clashes between M23 rebels and government forces intensify. Lawrence Keller reports.
Videos shared online show rebels patrolling the streets of Goma, a major city in the region. The UN has temporarily relocated non-essential staff from the area, and the Security Council has held an emergency meeting to address the crisis. In Kenya, protests against economic hardship and government corruption have turned deadly, with over 60 people killed and 1,200 arrested.
Newly appointed U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has pledged to overhaul operations at the Pentagon, emphasizing a shift from traditional practices.
Hegseth outlined plans to bolster border security, including deploying military personnel and aircraft for immigration enforcement. His remarks come as the Trump administration prepares to issue new orders on transgender military service and COVID-19 policies. Vivek Ramaswamy described the event as a Sputnik moment for the U.S. tech industry. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The Sundance Film Festival is underway in Utah, showcasing independent films and documentaries from around the world. Jessica Oakley reports.
Actor Robert Redford, founder of the Sundance Institute, discussed the festival's history and its role in supporting emerging filmmakers. The event has also featured appearances by notable actors, including Glenn Close and Ed Harris, highlighting the festival's continued influence on the film industry.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, so let's talk real quick. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1933, Adolf Hitler becomes Chancellor of Germany. He was at the time the leader of the National German Workers' Party and the Nazis. Immediately, Hitler expanded the police state and new security forces were hired, including the Gestapo and SS. The Nazis' influence was solidified and would continue until Hitler's suicide 11 years later. That happened back in 1933. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of those. Danielle Campbell turns 30. Aza Gonzalez and Jake Thomas both turns 35. Becky Lynch turns 38. Kid Cudi turns 41. Wilder Valderrama turns 45. Olivia Colman, 51. Christian Bale also turns 51. Jalen Rose, 52. Jennifer Hale, 53. Mike Johnson, 53. Chris Slade, 54. Felipe VI of Spain, King of Spain, of course, 57. Julia McCullough, 60. Brett Butler, 67. Curtis Strange, 70. Phil Collins turns 74. And Dick Cheney turns 84. And one of my favorite actors, Gene Hackman, he turns 95 today, just so you know. If you're looking for a rando for today, I got one of those for you. Kids believe in fairy tales. I've moved on to wrestling storylines and political speeches. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. What brands are you most loyal to? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Stats show that the average, we hang on to these for an average of 12 years. What is it? Couches. Not in my household. Talk to my wife. Oh, she'll tell you a different story. That's for sure. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. Thanks for hanging out and everything that you do. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so, talking about the world of music and entertainment and playing some music. If you don't want to go over there, you can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. That sums it up for us. That's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. Think about that. Now, like, seriously, think about that. It's going to take you places that you didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
It came back, this lifestyle had me wrong. Woke up and then I kicked up, I turned ghost on them, I'm gone. Kicks on and I'm gone. Head missed and I dipped and shit, clocked that it got long. Smoke up, that's in the blem. Free up the guys, then dip out the ends.